Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From a musician that was born in Flensburg, Germany, and relocated to New York City back in 1968, we start our 699th episode of Neon Jazz with bassist and composer Martin Wend with his take on I Fall in Love Too Easily off his 2021 CD, White Noise. Since his move to New York, he has become a regular at all major jazz clubs and is also an in-demand and session player, of course, before COVID. He has released about 10 albums so far as a leader, co-leader, including his debut album, Gone with the Wind, back in 1993. And we caught up with him during the heyday of the American pandemic in the summer of 2020, and he opened up about the power of seeing live music.
There's just nothing that will ever really replace going to a concert hall or a jazz club and really being part of that experience, experiencing the energy in the room, smelling the sweat, the spilled beer, or I don't know. It's just that part of our world. It's just so essential.
Man, that's a great thought. These days, he is a member of the trios of Bill Mays, Dina DeRose, Bill Cunliffe, Ann Hampton Calloway, and Matt Wilson's quartet, Arts and Crafts. He is also on the faculty of New York University and Hofstra University, always pushing jazz further. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of vigor and vitality. From the Blue Room to the Green Lady, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, culling through the best of jazz from yesteryear to 2021. Martin had a great tale about the legendary jazz trombonist, composer, and arranger, Slide Hampton. And as we get into the tune Jazz Corner with his octet off the 2021 CD, Two Sides of Slide, let's hear Martin explain.
Of many things that I've learned from being around those greats and some of the original voices of our music is that they never seem to lose their curiosity and their passion. I remember being around, that was still when I was in Europe, I would be traveling with a three trombone group that included Slide Hampton. He would tape himself and he would go back to the hotel and he would listen to his own playing and practice, and which was amazing.
Thank you.
everybody. This is Danny Malkovich, saxophone player, soprano and tenor player for the band Marbin. You're listening to a new album, Russian Dolls, on Neon Jazz, Kansas City.
That was veteran saxophonist Danny Malkovich leading the Chicago-based progressive jazz rock band known as Marbin with the tune Yellow Roman Candles off their 2021 CD Russian Dolls. This band started touring extensively in 2011, around the time Neon Jazz came around, bringing their original blend of instrumental music to every part of the United States. Through word of mouth, this band has gained hundreds and thousands of devoted fans all over the world, and they've sold tens of thousands of albums. We caught up with Danny at the show, and he talked about Kansas City, live music, and a little bit more.
We play all over the states. In the last decade, we played over 2,000 shows, including in Kansas City. Yeah, we just played Kansas City, I think, a few months before the pandemic. We played at Avis, maybe. It was a great show. Yeah, I love Kansas City too. We always have a good time. Yeah, I don't know. I wish we could play again. We had so many shows canceled.
Joined by bebop master Kenny Barron, here's the great veteran jazz sax cat and a very good friend of the show, Greg Abate, with his take on Bud Like off the 2021 CD Magic Dance as the show moves on.
Hi, everybody. This is Greg Abate, jazz saxophonist, flautist, and I'm listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo.
That was the Vancouver, British Columbia-bassist William Chernoff with his title track off his 2021 CD, Aim to Stay. This cat is Canada's most prolific jazz composer under 30 and arguably has the largest and fastest-growing audience of any young jazz instrumentalist in British Columbia. We caught up with him during the pandemic to talk about jazz, and he talked about the power of the audience.
Okay, well, I don't have any expectations from the audience. I'm forever in service to the audience. Audience is always right. I always just need to show up for them. So on the musician side, I hope that no musician takes any audience for granted and continues to think every day about how they can show up for their audience. And
here's the powerful duo of tenor saxophonist Ben Webster and trumpeter Bill Coleman with the song Pound Horn off the 1989 CD Meets Bill Coleman as we carry on.
We'll be right back. Langeland guitarist from Norway. You are listening to Neon Jazz coming out of Kansas City.
That was one of the best guitarists around these days here in jazz. That was one of the best guitarists around these days in this here jazz world of ours. Out of Norway, with the tune, Isn't This My Sound Around Me, off the 2015 CD, Idle Wild. He is consistently regular in the Rising Star Guitar category in the Downbeat Critics poll and has been hailed by Pat Metheny as a favorite young guitarist. We talked to him here at the show, and he summed up what music really means to him and his life.
If I didn't do it, I would be very, very lost, you know. And it's just something, it's just like what makes you eat or sleep or something. You know, it just kind of has to be there.
Let's move on into one of the best guitarists in jazz ever. This is Kenny Burrell with the Work Song off the 1978 recording live at the great and hallowed Village Vanguard. Thank you.
Hi, this is Matt DeMeritt. I'm a saxophonist from L.A., and this is Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was a Los Angeles-based busy man, Matthew DeMeritt, with the tune Loner's Waltz off the 2021 CD Fool's Journey. This cat is well adept with his tenor, alto, and baritone saxophones, flute, keyboards, percussion, and melodica. Along with composing and playing his own music, he has been a busy session musician and arranger, touring with the likes of Macy Gray, Ghostface Killah, among many others. And we happened to talk to him during the heat of the pandemic last year, and he talked about the music as a healer.
You know, it's a salve. I'm thinking it can be a salve or a balm for a lot of people who just need to listen to something pleasant that will mellow them out, you know, during this time.
From the famed Brazilian pianist, composer, arranger, and record producer Diodato, we go next. Here's the spirit of summer, something we are gearing up for around here, off the 1972 LP Prelude. Thank you. Again, that was the magic of Diodato with the anthem around here as the heat goes up, Spirit of Summer. And we end all of this hour of jazz together with Grammy-nominated guitarist, composer, and arranger Tom Guarna with the tune The Trio Ray off his newest 2021 CD, Spirit Science. And Tom is a deep cat we are happy to have had the chance to talk with, and he elaborated on the importance of art, all of it.
How important the arts are in every genre. How much society needs arts, music, every genre of art, how important it is to cultural development. That's what I would hope.
Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a champion for all of the arts, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
That ought to do it.
And we want to wish Mr. John Christopher a very happy birthday on May 5th, 2021. You are one stellar cat, and have a wonderful candle-filled birthday. Reach out to us. Let us know what is going on, what you dig. We're always here, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, get out there and support the live jazz and enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.